I don't know, gung-ho. I mean, no matter what they did, you know, maybe they carried it out a little too far, you know. Especially they kept, that's why they were kind of hated, you know.
See, when I look at my dad's pictures, you know, he would have these nice suits, I mean, really nice tags, blue suits.
Yeah.
They used to really style on my, I know my dad's hot tempered too.
Your dad's about, let's see, how old is he now?
1920, he's 56.
Okay,
yeah. 6 years older than me.
Do you think most guys turn around after fight? I think they're physically they're bigger, you know, than let's say Sanjay. Like my dad, in body wise, he's a lot bigger, and his arms bigger, you know. And well, that's a lot, like a lot of physical life, like physical thing. But did you guys? Was it? Was it rough so that you have to sort of know how to fight?
I don't know, in turn around, I mean, not too many fights, but see, he was controlled, you know what I mean? Well, once in a while there was fights, you know what I mean? But I'm talking about in a sense where, okay, after I left Terminal Island, I went to, you know, other school, you know, I had to fight, you know. Mm-hmm. Because I was the Jap, you know, or Japanese, and they pick on me. And
you're fighting with Hakujin.
Yeah, Hakujin, you know. And then when I came out of camp, you know, in Pauley High School, you know.
Oh, you went to Pauley High School?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. I graduated in 47, you
know.
Ah. And I went 40, latter part of 45, 6, and 7, you know. So I was an 11th grader, you know, 11th and 12th grade.
I
finished 10th grade in camp.
Oh, gee. How about the blacks?
It was only a little bit, 25 or so.
That's all?
Yeah, about 25, 30 at the most. And then we had about maybe 30, 40, maybe Japanese here, going to high school, 40 maybe. At the most, I would say have 50, but I don't think so. But maybe there could have been maybe 50. I guess about 50 Japanese, the whole student body.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, 50 maybe. 50, 60, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Because I remember our group, we had about 30 or so, 30, 32.
Mm-hmm.
And so there must have been some other group, you know, I guess so. Yeah, it was maybe 60 or so, you know.
Were you in the younger group?
No, they're in the little older bunch. They're about, they're about 5 years older than me, 4 or 5 years older than me. They're the high school, in the little older high school, you know, in the Ahara High School, I guess.
Do you have any closing statements?
No. I would say it's one of the most unique places that I ever lived in. In a way, you know, it's good, you know, because you know where you stand, you know.
Right.
I mean, it was a society within a society. It's sort of like a dream within a dream. Where you knew where you were, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a unique function, you know. We were fishermen, and we caught the fish, we processed the fish, except we were sort of exploited, you know, because we didn't have the factory, you know.
Right.
And other than that, you know, I mean, we had our own community by ourselves, you know, without any police or anything. We policed our own self, you know.
You didn't need a police.
Yeah, there was no robbery or nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Every door was open. I mean, actually, you know, you just, everybody was and, you know, everybody's, you know, I mean, you know each other, so. It's just like Japan, you know, you leave the door open, you come and go. There's no such thing as a lock, you know.
Uh-huh.
Only time that there would be a robbery is, you know, might have come, you know, like, Halloween, or, you know, something, you know, they come for, you know, like working in the canary, or Filipino, or outside people, you know. But if someone comes, I mean, usually neighbors watching, you know, around the house, but it's where, like on a boat, sometimes some certain thing will be missing, you know, because, you know, other people will have access to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, Nihonjin, you know, there was no crime against Nihonjin, I guess, Nihonjin, okay.
Gee, that's a nice feeling, huh? I mean, go anywhere you want in that area, or walk into a neighbor's house, and you walk around it.
That's why I say it's a unique area. No, right now, you know, I don't think you could find that kind of society in America.
Yeah, not really.
You more or less knew each other by sight or name, you know, as, call each other by first name, you know, that.
Do you have to go back to
Terminal? Oh, yeah, many times. You know, go fishing or something like that, you know, you drive by, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that it's not the same because there's no more homes. It was only a barrack-like type of house.
That's pretty odd too.
Yeah.
Do you
never, you know, like for instance, if I go there back now, I smell that, you know, stench of the fish, you know. Now before, when you lived here, you know, you grow, you know, you're so accustomed to the smell of the fish, you don't smell it anymore.
Uh-huh. I know it's me.
But you know, when you're out of it, you know, you go back into it. Wow, what a whiff.
It's strong. Do you take your kids there sometimes? I mean, well, Portland, trying to get it. Do you let them know how it was in Terminal Island?
Yeah, you know, I do that. I try to do that, but you know, I find that I can't break into their thought process because of, I guess, even vicariously, because they've never experienced it, anything. I mean, they see it, okay, I take them to camp, you know, like man, hey, I was here for 3.5 years, you know, I lived part of my life here. But, you know, that's too far remote for them, you know. I don't know if they, I don't know if it's because they lack the sensitivity or, even turn around, you know, just at home. And I don't know, I don't get too much reaction, you know, no feedback, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're not too inquisitive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, I think. I try to instill a lot of these Japanese thoughts, you know. Every one of my kids I sent to Japanese school, but the two oldest ones, they just begged me to quit, you know. And I finally, I don't know, I kind of half-minded, I mean, stupid of me just to say, okay. But, you know, I gave them an option. I said, if you do decide to, you're going to have to work, you know, with Dad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you prefer work, you know, I'd rather give you a set of wings and give you some extra language to learn, but if you refuse to do that, you know, so I remember I used to take my son and my oldest daughter to work with me, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But other than that, my youngest two, they still continue, you know. They finished the grammar school here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest one, and she's already she's already 16, so, you know, she's in high school, but still, she's going there. And then the youngest one is already 6th grade, huh?
Yeah.
But,
then
he realizes, you know, he's going to Dominguez.
Uh-huh.
He's taking conversational Japanese now.
You know.
See, when he was younger, you know, he detested it. I don't know what it is, but now, when he started going to college, you know, he's aware that maybe he's Japanese, you know, a little bit. Yeah, he's looking for his roots, maybe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was right there, you know, it's, I guess when he was involved in it, I mean, I used to send him to judo, you know, like I was, but. He got hurt, that's right.
Yeah.
I used to tell him, I said, man, you know, what you take, you got to return back. He's always going, trying to help the younger kids too, you know.
Mm-hmm. get to this
union now? Yeah. Right now he's 20, well, he'd be 21 pretty soon.
Old age. Well, see, I don't have anything else to ask.
Yeah, okay. End of the interview.